From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN Security Council is to meet Wednesday to discuss what could be the latest violation of international sanctions by Pyongyang. South Korea and Japan have both denounced a detonation. Washington has promised an appropriate response to what it calls a provocation. North Korean state television announced the regime's first successful hydrogen bomb detonation. The seismic event recorded near the North nuclear test site registered 5.1 on the Richter scale. Troy Stangaron is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
I'm sure over the next days and weeks, there'll be air samples done to see if there's any radioactive particles leaking from that area to confirm. But at this point, it does look like that's the case. In terms of what type of bomb this is, that would be hard to say at this point. What we do know is this was about the same yield as the test in 2013.
Meanwhile, Kuwait Tuesday joined Saudi allies Bahrain and Sudan in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Saudi Arabia executed a prominent Shiite cleric that has divided the Muslim world along Sunni-Shiite lines. Meanwhile, in Washington, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, it makes the job of battling the IS group harder.
Very concerned whenever you see this kind of potential for real polarization, because it enables extremists on both sides to take advantage of the situation, which is extremely dangerous and plays into the hands of groups like ISIL. That's something, of course, that we're concerned about, because our objective here is to support moderates on both sides of this kind of sectarian divide. So that's one, and that's why we're working very hard to...
VOA News. Many Asian stock markets declined Wednesday after a North Korean nuclear test unnerved investors, while the stock market in China itself steadied after the news that Beijing would keep market-steadying measures in place. Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index fell 1.3% to 18,144.99, and South Korea's Kospi slid 0.5% to 1,920.16. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 0.8% to 21,005.51. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 468 migrants were part of the flood of people exiting Syria. Syrians were by far the largest single group of nationals among the migrants coming into Germany. Afghan authorities said that security forces made advances Wednesday in a southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces, backed by U.S. military personnel, launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. The U.S. has confirmed that one of its service members was killed and two others wounded in the fighting. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said it points up to the security challenges that remain in Afghanistan.
The situation in Helmand throughout Afghanistan remains challenging, but we are confident that the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces are continuing to develop the capabilities and capacity to secure the country against a persistent insurgent threat. And the U.S. and Afghan governments agree that the best way to ensure lasting peace and security in Afghanistan is through an Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace process.
And that is U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook. Bangladesh's Supreme Court Wednesday upheld the death sentence given to the leader of the country's largest Islamist party for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Mutiur Rahman Niazami, a former cabinet minister who leads the radical Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. Niazami was convicted in October 2014 on charges of genocide, murder, torture, rape, and destruction of property for his role in Bangladesh's nine-month war for independence with Pakistan in 1971. The Algerian government has unveiled draft constitutional reforms that include presidential term limits and parliamentary involvement in the selection of prime ministers. They also officially recognize the Amazigh language spoken by minority Berbers. They are part of reforms promised by four-term President Abdelaziz Bouteflika following the so-called Arab Spring of 2011. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.